Well, good morning and welcome to Christ Church of Grace. I am so thankful to be here worshiping with all of you. You know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ knew that we would need this time for worship, a time to hear his word. And I'm thankful that we believe in a God that loves us and wants to develop a deeper relationship with us. Well, let's pray for God's blessing on this message. Father, we are here before your throne, thanking you for your empowering presence in our life. Jesus, since you rule and reign over all things, we want to glorify you in this word spoken today. Bless your people in their hearing. Give them the supernatural insight into your word, and let them be encouraged and strengthened by you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, isn't it wonderful that Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead? That the Father has accepted his atoning sacrifice as redemption for our sins. The great exchange. Jesus took the penalty for our sins upon himself on the cross. And in return, we're credited with the righteousness of Christ. And I thank God that he has ascended to the throne and is seated at the right hand of the Father to rule and reign over his kingdom of believers. I think we all look forward to the day when Christ returns and we live in eternity with him, as the bride of Christ. When we seek the kingdom of God, we are submitting to the lordship of Christ. We are trusting that his sacrifice was sufficient, and now we stand legally as holy and righteous in his sight. And we are desiring for God's glory to be manifested in our Christian walk. His glory is the divine presence, his character, and his power. When you seek the kingdom of God, you are seeking the King, Jesus. He has made it possible to know him personally. When we no longer have, you know, right now we no longer have a priest who sprinkles blood on the mercy seat of the Holy of Holies. Jesus was the final sacrifice for our sins. The curtain was rent, and we now have direct access to God. He knows us more than we know ourselves, but he wants us to know him intimately. The more we know him, the more we are satisfied, no matter the circumstances. You know, I pray that everyone has been thinking of themselves as the bride of Christ this week. You know, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is preparing you for his return to marry him. You see, God always has a master plan. He designed that plan before the foundation of the world, and it included you. Out of his infinite love for you, his elect, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, mapped out a plan for your salvation. Since he is all-knowing, he knew that Adam would sin. Adam represented all of humanity in the future, which means those who came after Adam would be born into a fallen nature. We are all born into sin. We are all alienated from God, hostile and rebellious toward him. In our flesh, we want things. We want to do things our own way, contrary to God's way. Because of this separation from God, you are spiritually dead. Your body is alive, but you're incapable of spiritually connecting with God. You might say, well, I have a free will. I can think for myself. Yes, you have a free will. But since you are separated from God, alienated from him, your will is incapable of choosing God. This was no surprise to God. He knew that the world would be spiritually blind. That's why he had a redemptive plan in advance. In that plan, he chose you. He calls you his elect to be his bride, so that together we will rule and reign for eternity. When you have a fallen nature, you have a heart of stone. What does that mean? Your heart is spiritually dead, utterly incapable of submitting to God. You actually need a supernatural intervention. Let's turn to Ezekiel 36, and we're going to read from verse 26. You know, do you know what your purpose is as a believer? It's to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Everything in Scripture needs to be viewed through the lens of God's glory. We get so caught up in my rights and my will that we miss the point. When Christ died on the cross, he gave up everything. And as believers, followers of Christ, we are told to die to self so that we can be conformed to the image of Christ. I'll repeat what I said earlier. When you're alienated from God, when you're separated from him, you're dead spiritually. You cannot choose God. You're not even capable. For God, he wants to get the glory. It's not his ego. He is the ultimate perfection. Excuse me. He's the ultimate perfection. And when we reflect his glory as believers, we experience joy and peace. In your salvation, God will glorify himself. If you're honest with yourself, you know that you fall short of the glory of God. You can't save yourself. Let's see what God did to bridge that gap between you and him. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. You know, the grammar in this verse is entirely God-centered. God himself said he would do it. He will give you a new heart. He will give you a new spirit. He will remove the heart of stone, and he will give you a heart of flesh. This demonstrates the transformation of the believer entirely by the Holy Spirit, independent of human will or effort. Now, I would say that God is glorifying himself so that no man can boast. The heart of stone is humanity's fallen condition. When you're alienated from God, you have a hardened heart. God removes the heart of stone and gives you a heart of flesh, a soft heart. Then you're capable of responding to the Spirit of God. When he gave you a new spirit, you became spiritually alive. You are no longer alienated from God because of the work God has done in you. God never abandons us. He has always promised to take care of your needs. And since he chose you, he provided the means in which you can respond to his calling. He even provides the faith for you to respond in faith. Look at how God glorifies himself. It's so amazing. You know, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes about this very thing that we just read in Ezekiel. In Ephesians 1, 4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. God predetermined that you would be his child, according to his pleasure and will. How does he make that happen? How does he glorify himself? By the work he does in us. Let's turn to the next chapter, to chapter 2, and starting in verse 1. You know, in Ezekiel, he put a new spirit in them. They were spiritually dead, alienated from God. But here in Ephesians 2, Paul, verse 1, Paul reminds us of that spiritually dead state. In verse 1, it says, "As for you, you were dead in your trespasses, in your transgressions and sins." Spiritually dead, incapable of choosing God. In verse 2, "in which you used to live and followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." In other words, you followed your own desires and followed the ways of Satan the devil. In verse 3, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and followed its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature, that fallen nature, deserving wrath. Now here's the part that I love. In verse 4, "but because of his great love, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive, which with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions." Now, Paul commonly used a phrase like "made us alive," "raised us up." This is what you call resurrection language, meaning our spirit was resurrected, made alive, so that we could respond to the calling of God when he heard the gospel. Since salvation from beginning to end is the work of God, he even provided the faith for us to trust and believe in the finished work of Christ. Let's go on in verse 5. "It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up." There's that resurrection language again. "God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." What does it mean to be seated with him in heavenly places? When Christ died on the cross and ascended to sit at the right hand of God, Jesus sat on the throne. It represented that his work was done. His earthly mission was finished. Even though we are still on this earth, since we are in Christ, because of his life, death and resurrection, we can rest in him. We share in Christ's triumph over sin and death. Your primary citizenship is in heaven. Now, why have I taken you through this journey? Even though the knowledge is great to have, I have a greater purpose. When you are seeking first the kingdom of God, when you are seeking the King, Jesus Christ, understand that the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, never leaves anything to chance. You know what it's leaving to chance? Fickle human beings who are unfaithful by nature. We don't want anyone telling us what to do. When we are in our flesh, we are enmity against the one who loves us and has done everything for us. He is doing everything he can to prepare his bride. You know, legally, our standing as believers in the finished work of Christ, we are holy and righteous in his sight. But while we are still in this body, we know that there is a lot of work that God is doing in us to conform us into the image of Christ. He is purifying you now, so that your responses are from not from your old self, but from the Spirit of God. You know, this is a hard life. There are great challenges everywhere. But remember, Christ gave up everything because of his great love for you. Whether you feel like you deserve his love or not, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, has made you alive in Christ for his purpose and will. Ask God to help you to see that you have resurrection power living in the inside of you to encourage and strengthen you, to love you when you feel in love. There is no greater love than Jesus.